This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Today is the day we celebrate as the birthday of our nation. A lot has happened since July 4, 1776, and our worlds are very different. It was actually on July 2nd that the Constitutional Congress voted in favor of independence, but on July 4, 1776, 13 delegates adopted the Declaration of Independence that had been written by Thomas Jefferson. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
From that day forward, the date July 4th has been celebrated as the American Day of Independence, but it wasn't officially a federal holiday until 1941. The norm on the 4th used to be parades, concerts, political speeches, and of course fireworks. Now, while there are fireworks, at least in places not in danger of serious wildfire, the parades and speeches seem to have gone away. Today, we have barbecues and parties at home or in the parks with friends. The war against the British and the move to independence started in April of 1775, but then there weren't many colonists who really wanted independence. Those who did were that era's radicals. But by the middle of 1776, more people had come to see the light and side with the pro-independence crowd. That came in the face of increasing hostilities with the British and the spread of propaganda like the best-selling pamphlet Common Sense, published by Thomas Paine in early 1776. More after this. When the Continental Congress met in Philadelphia in June, Richard Henry Lee, a delegate from Virginia, made a motion calling for complete independence from Great Britain. There was vigorous debate, and ultimately a five-man committee, including Thomas Jefferson, was appointed to draft a formal statement justifying the break from England. Later on the 2nd, the day of the vote, John Adams, who was the nation's first vice president and second president, wrote to his wife Abigail. He said, July 2nd, quote, will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival, and that the celebration should include pomp and parade, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, end quote. In 1870, the U.S. Congress made July 4th a federal holiday, but in 1941, the provision was expanded to grant a paid holiday to all federal employees. Over the years, the political importance of the holiday would decline, but Independence Day remains an important national holiday and a symbol of patriotism. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
While we still celebrate the 4th, often with family and leisure time activities, but we need to remember the history and celebrate our independence and heritage. Happy 4th of July. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.